Basic Course, Lesson 5, Tape B, Side 1. This is a homework tape to help you prepare for tomorrow's classes. First, familiarize yourself with the sentences for dictation and the translation exercises. You will also find a classroom exercise in your book where you will be expected to take part in a class exercise answering questions about your family and relatives. Read the instructions carefully so that you will know what to do in class. Now the exercise, what do you say? Read the English text in your book and make your own attempt to give the correct reply. A good practice is to write out in pinyin what you will say. When you have done that, listen to this tape for the suggested answers and see how these compare with your own. What do you say? Suggested answers. 1.
你现在住在哪里? 你住在饭店里还是住在朋友家?
2.
你家里有几个人?
Or
你家里有什么人? 你有孩子吗?
Or
你有没有孩子?
3.
我有一个哥哥，一个妹妹，我没有姐姐，没有弟弟。4. 我的女朋友不在这里，她在德州，她是德国人。5. 我家里有我父亲、母亲，两个哥哥，一个妹妹。
6.
他们现在在哪里? 你没有弟弟,没有姐姐吗?
7.
你们有孩子吗?
Or
你们有没有孩子? 你们有几个孩子? 是男孩子? 是女孩子?
Or
是男孩子还是女孩子?
8.
我住在朋友家,不在这里,在那里。
9.
我现在不住在饭店里,我住在中国朋友家。
10.
我父亲现在不在这里，他在北京。我母亲在这里。 11. 我家里有我先生跟三个孩子，两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
12.
我的男朋友有两个哥哥，一个弟弟。他没有姐姐、妹妹。Or 他没有姐姐，也没有妹妹。 13. 我的朋友没有太太，他哥哥有太太。 有两个孩子。 14. 我有一个俄国朋友，他现在在俄国，他有太太，有三个孩子。 15. 我父亲没有哥哥，我母亲没有姐姐。
16.
我有一个中国女朋友，她现在不在这里，她在中国。Oral
production practice. You will now hear a series of statements spoken in Chinese. Each statement will be read twice. Each statement will concern one or more individuals with certain facts concerning them. There will then be a 5-second pause for you to mentally digest the statement made. Following each statement, there will be a question posed in Chinese. It too will be read twice. This will be followed by a pause of 10 seconds to allow you time to formulate your answer to the question. We suggest that you stop the tape, then answer the question in Chinese, saying the answer aloud with emphasis on correct pronunciation, tones, and sentence structure. Say it once or twice, then listen to the answer given on the tape. There may be more than one way to answer the question. The time you spend on this exercise will be time well spent. It will give you valuable practice in three areas of learning Chinese. 1. Oral comprehension, or understanding what is said. 2. Studying the nuances of Chinese pronunciation, tones, rhythm, and stress. 3. It will give you valuable practice in forming answers, practicing your vocabulary, putting the words into the proper structure, and clearly enunciating in Chinese. All of this will greatly help your performance in class. Here are the statements, followed by the questions and answers. 1.
张先生、张太太有两个孩子，一个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Again.
张先生、张太太有两个孩子。 一个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Question.
他们有几个孩子？ 是男孩子，是女孩子？
Again.
他们有几个孩子？ 是男孩子，是女孩子？
Answer.
他们有两个孩子，一个是男的，一个是女的。Or. 他们有两个孩子，一个是男孩子，一个是女孩子。Two. 我现在住在饭店里，我哥哥住在中国朋友家。Again. 我现在住在饭店里，我哥哥住在中国朋友家。
Question.
我住在哪里? 我哥哥住在哪里?
Again.
我住在哪里? 我哥哥住在哪里?
Answer.
你住在饭店里, 你哥哥住在中国朋友家。
Three.
李小月家里有七个人，有他跟他太太，有他父亲、母亲，也有他的三个孩子。Again. 李小月家里有七个人，有他跟他太太，有他父亲、母亲，也有他的三个孩子。
Question.
李小月家里有什么人?
Again.
李小月家里有什么人?
Answer.
有他跟他太太，有他父亲、母亲。 也有他的三个孩子。
Or
有七个人，有他跟他太太，有他父亲、母亲，也有他的三个孩子。
Four
我朋友的家不在这里，在北京。他家里有他父亲、母亲，他也有两个姐姐，一个弟弟。
Again
我朋友的家不在这里，在北京。他家里有他父亲、母亲，他也有两个姐姐。 一个弟弟。
Question.
我朋友的家在哪里？他家里有什么人？
Again.
我朋友的家在哪里？他家里有什么人？
Answer.
你朋友的家在北京，他家里有他父亲、母亲、两个姐姐、一个弟弟。
Five.
我没有姐姐妹妹，我有一个哥哥，一个弟弟。我哥哥在北京，我弟弟在上海。
Again.
我没有姐姐妹妹。我有一个哥哥，一个弟弟。我哥哥在北京，我弟弟在上海。
Question.
我哥哥在哪里？我弟弟在哪里？我姐姐妹妹在哪里？
Again.
我哥哥在哪里？我弟弟在哪里？我姐姐妹妹在哪里？
Answer.
你哥哥在北京，你弟弟在上海，你没有姐姐妹妹。
Six.
我不是这里的人，我老家在北京，我现在住在朋友家。
Again.
我不是这里的人，我老家在北京，我现在住在朋友家。
Question.
我是哪儿的人？我现在住在哪里？
Again.
我是哪儿的人？我现在住在哪里？
Answer.
你老家在北京。
Or.
你是北京人。你现在住在朋友家。
Or,
你现在住在你朋友的家里。
Seven.
我母亲在这里，我父亲现在不在这里，他在美国，他住在他姐姐家。
Again.
我母亲在这里，我父亲现在不在这里，他在美国，他住在他姐姐家。
Question.
我父亲在哪里？他住在哪里？
Again.
我父亲在哪里？他住在哪里？
Answer.
你父亲现在在美国，他住在他姐姐家。
Eight.
我姐姐名字叫美丽，我妹妹叫美玲，我哥哥叫世英，我没有弟弟。
Again.
我姐姐名字叫美丽，我妹妹叫美玲，我哥哥叫世英，我没有弟弟。
Question.
我哥哥叫什么？我弟弟叫什么？
Again.
我哥哥叫什么？我弟弟叫什么？
Answer.
你哥哥叫世英，你没有弟弟。
Nine.
我们家里有五个人，有我跟我太太，我们也有三个孩子。
Again.
我们家里有五个人，有我跟我太太，我们也有三个孩子。
Question.
我们家里有几个人？他们是谁？
Again.
我们家里有几个人？他们是谁？
Answer.
你的家里有五个人，有你跟你太太，你也有三个孩子。
Ten.
李小月这里没有女朋友，她女朋友现在在北京。
Again.
李小月这里没有女朋友，她女朋友现在在北京。
Question.
李小月在哪里？她女朋友在哪里？
Again.
李小月在哪里？她女朋友在哪里？
Answer.
李小月在这里，他女朋友在北京。
That concludes the production sentences. If you had difficulty understanding the sentences on which the questions were based, here are the English translations. 1. Mr. and Mrs. Zhang have two children, one boy and one girl. 2. I am staying in a hotel now. My older brother is staying at a Chinese friend's house. 3. Li Xiaoyue has seven people in his family. There's him, his wife, his father and mother, and three children. 4. My friend's home is not here. It is in Beijing. In his family, there are his father, mother, two older sisters, and one younger brother. 5. I have no sisters, no older or younger sisters. I have one older brother and one younger brother. My older brother is in Beijing, and my younger brother is in Shanghai. 6. I am not from here. My original home is Beijing. I am staying now in a friend's home. 7. My mother is here. My father is not here at present. He is in America. He is staying in his older sister's home. 8. My older sister is named Mei Li. My younger sister is called Mei Ling. My older brother is called Shi Ying. I have no younger brothers. 9. There are five people in our family. There's my wife and I, and three children. 10. Li Xiaoyue has no girlfriends here. His girlfriend is in Beijing now. On the reverse side of this tape, you will find your homework assignment to be handed in first period tomorrow morning. End of Lesson 5, Tape B, Side 1.
Please stop the tape here. Do not fast forward, but turn the tape directly over. Recording continues at this point on the other side.